For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The National Council of Churches, which represents about 40 million people across the United States, is calling on Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh to withdraw his nomination. They say Kavanaugh disqualified himself, showing partisan bias during his hearing last week, demonstrating that he lacks the temperament to join the high court. Also, the group says that Kavanaugh told outright falsehoods during the hearing. A new op-ed in the New York Times, signed by 650 law professors from UCLA to Harvard, says the Senate should not confirm Kavanaugh, citing the importance of judicial temperament and Kavanaugh's lack of commitment to judicious inquiry. White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders.
This is a coordinated smear campaign. No evidence, no independent corroboration, just smears.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. I mean, you know, I love him.
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.